The following views and opinions do not necessarily reflect those of this station, its staff, management, Franklin Communications, or parent company. To hear a replay of this show or one of the other great shows that previously aired, log on to dentallyspeaking.com or iTunes, keywords Dr. Kvitko or Dentally Speaking. Listeners should not use Dr. Kvitko's comments and advice in place of an actual dental exam.
Brighten your life with a smile that shows the professional touch of Dr. Kvitko.
Time now for Dentally Speaking with Dr. Brian Kvitko. Call 459-9769. That's 459-WSNY to discuss your dental issues. Now, here's your host, Dr. Kvitko.
Happy anniversary. It's my 35th wedding anniversary, and I'd like to say happy anniversary to my wife, Carrie, my lovely wife, Carrie. It's been a great 35 years, and I'm looking forward to the next 35 years.
All right. So, hey, thank you for tuning in. Welcome to Dentally Speaking with Dr. Kvitko, and we have a real treat for you today. We have Olympic snowboarder, former Dancing with the Stars contestant, Louis Vito, on the phone with us. Hey, Louis, thanks for calling in.
Thank you for having me.
Man, you're in New Zealand now, huh?
Oh, yeah, down under, because I'm under Australia.
You're under Australia. So that means you're down under. Okay, got it. And it's like, we figure out, 16 hours different or something?
Yeah, around there. I'm the next day from you guys right now, so few hours, few time changes.
Few hours, wow. That's, It's hard for me to comprehend because I've never actually traveled. You went across the international dateline, right?
Oh, yeah.
Okay. What I wanted to do, well, first of all, you know, for those people that don't know you, you've got a couple nicknames. I don't know if you're happy with them or not. Louis Frodo, what's that one come from?
Those are all kind of have to do with Dancing with the Stars oriented. And, you know, I'm not the tallest in stature. So I think that's where that one comes from.
Oh, okay. Obviously, we know Dancing Hobbit, Twinkle Toes, that sort of thing. But, hey, I remember you from gymnastics. You and Tony, my son, did gymnastics with Midwest Gymnastics. Traveled around a little bit. Had some fun. That was a long time ago, though.
Oh, yeah. It was good times. That was, you know, I think it's helped me a lot in my snowboarding and where I am now. So those are definitely some good memories right there.
Oh, definitely, because you learn your where your body is in space by doing the gymnastics, and you don't have to worry about hitting the pipe on the way down, right?
Yeah, that, you know, it's good with air awareness and, you know, allowing me to know where I am, and if something, heaven forbid, goes wrong, you know, a lot of times I can kind of wiggle myself out of those situations.
That's good. I have a few questions, and, you know, basically nothing hard. So, you know, you do have a really nice smile. I've seen, you know, in person, seen you on TV, and I'm sure that's something that helped you when you were on Dancing with the Stars. So tell me about your dental care as a kid. Did you have braces? Did you need a lot of fillings? How was that for you?
You know, my mom was pretty strict with that kind of stuff. So actually, you know, I kept my teeth clean, you know, no cavities, and I had braces for a couple years, and you know, whenever I used to, if I try to open something with my teeth or something along those lines, my mom was quick to yell at me to remind me, you know, how much money and effort was put into my teeth.
Well, that was very good of your mom, because you shouldn't be opening things with your teeth.
Oh yeah, but you know, any kid, you know, you always want to. You can't get it with anything else. You don't have scissors, just use your teeth.
How about those ketchup packets, like from the fast food places? Do you open those with your teeth?
Well, off the record,
okay.
Yeah, sometimes. But I don't really eat fast food that often, so I look out there.
Oh, okay. Okay. Now we'll try to air this when Mom's not listening. How's that?
That sounds good to me.
Did you like going to the dentist, or did you have something you'd rather avoid?
You know, I never really cared about it too much. It was most of the time when, I guess you don't have to do it when you get to a certain age, but when you used to have to put the foam in the mouthpiece.
Yes. The fluoride?
That was the only killer, because I had a hard time having that big thing in my mouth and, you know, dealing with everything else. So, that was the only thing. Other than that, wasn't too bad. You know, I wasn't. I didn't enjoy it too much because, you know, once I got the okay that I didn't have any cavities, I was good to go for another couple months.
Okay, well, that's good. So the fluoride and that thing kind of gagged you. That's right, they used the styrofoam tray, and it was probably not the right size for your mouth. But otherwise,
yeah,
not so bad.
Other than that, it wasn't too bad, you know. It was nice to kind of get it done and know that everything was okay. So you knew that you could tell your mom that you're cavity-free.
Now, you have a horrendous year-round schedule. I mean, I think we've been trying to set up this interview for about a year, haven't we?
Yeah, it's been crazy. You know, I've been trying to get everything together and find some time, and especially when it's not crazy hours where it can work for everybody.
Yeah. No, I just mean, like, with your schedule, are you able to keep up on your dental visits, or has it been a while since you've actually been in? And, you know, I'm not trying to make you feel bad. I'm just curious when you travel like you do.
You know, I try to get it in when I can. I definitely keep up on my brushing and everything like that, obviously. But for the most part, it just brush as often as possible. And then when I go home, I go see the dentist and
okay.
get everything I need to get out of the way. And but do what I can on my own so I don't have any major work I have to do when I do get home.
Yeah, have you ever had to go to a dentist, say, for example, in New Zealand or other countries that you've been in?
Knock on wood, I have been pretty lucky.
Okay. You wear a mouth guard?
You know, I just got this mouth guard. It's called an agility guard. And I just got it not too long ago. But I've only snowboarded like once with it. And so I have it out here with me. So I'm going to try it out just because the one I have aligns all the nerves in your mouth, which is supposed to, you know, cross over to your reaction time and... you know, everything like that, and plus it, you know, helps with concussions.
Right, right, yeah. I had a gentleman that, he's the head trainer for the New England Patriots on my show a couple of years back, and he designed an appliance for the team. It's named after him. It's called the MAHR appliance, M-A-H-R, and the New England Patriots have the least number of concussions in the NFL, and of course he thinks it's because of his device.
Well, I mean, I think they have a... You know, there's a lot of statistics showing that it really helps, and for my sport, you know, or for any sport where there's concussions are, you know, pretty probable, it definitely, you don't want to waste time having to sit out because of a head injury, you know, and if it prevents it, and, you know, the mouth guards are getting so tech now that you're not, you know, constantly choking on it or anything like that, you know, they stay pretty firm against your teeth like a retainer.
Oh, definitely, and I think what yours does is it actually holds your lower jaw a little bit forward, and it opens up your airway, gives you more oxygen, right?
That's exactly what it does, and, you know, having the orthodontist work that I did, it kind of, you know, changed the way that my jaw actually wants to close. So that's where, you know, it kind of helps now, is it puts the jaw in the place it wants to be, and it does exactly that, opens up the airwaves.
Are other snowboarders wearing mouth guards now, or are you, like, the only one so far?
There's a few that are definitely getting into it, but it's still pretty new.
Still pretty new, yeah. Now you hit your chin on the top of the half pipe. What was it last year? And when you were attempting a double McTwist 1260, right?
No, that was actually Sean. But I've hit my face plenty of times.
Oh, you hit your face. Okay, your face plenty of times. Well, your mouth's kind of close to your face, though. Did you get any?
Oh yes.
Did you get any tooth injuries then?
You know, I've had pretty good luck with my teeth as far as, you know, them not chipping or anything like that. So I've lucked out when it comes to that. But you know, now that I kind of have this mouth guard working, it's definitely nice to have that extra confidence of wearing it, that if you do whack yourself, it might save yourself a few dollars from the dentist.
Right. I mean, they're not cheap. And yours is custom, and maybe yours is a little more expensive because you're a famous athlete, but it's still cheaper than having an implant or a bridge or, you know, having your face reconstructed, right?
Exactly, and that's the way I look at it, too, is, you know, if you can prevent it with something so small that doesn't really alter, you know, you doing your sport, then why not?
Right, and you know, Michael Phelps, you remember Michael Phelps, you've seen him, and he looks like he has kind of a constricted upper arch. There's some thought out there that if he were to wear something like you're wearing that would open up his airway more, that he could even be that much faster than he is now.
I mean, I believe it. It's crazy. Like, I didn't really believe it until you put it in and do kind of some of those tests that it really actually works.
Right. One athlete, it was a swimmer, described it as it felt like they had a third nose or something, like a third nostril.
Yeah, I mean, for me, I'm able to breathe a little bit more than swimmers are, but I wouldn't doubt it.
Yeah. Now, I'm just curious, does the U.S. Olympic Committee have a dentist on hand to treat athletes if you do have an injury?
No, we have a team of doctors that normally we can get in to see, or I'm sure they have dentists on hand that if we need to see, you know, they have their team, but there's no one that's around, like if I did it right now, that could get in and see right away, but they might have to kind of search a little bit to find someone.
Okay. That's a little surprising, but it's good information. I didn't know that. What about the X Games? Same thing, or do they have a dentist, like, on site?
I'm not too sure. Probably not on site, just because they mostly just have doctors that can either facilitate you there or, you know, take you to where you can need to see somebody.
Okay. Now, I was going to ask you if your dental insurance would work in a foreign country, but you've already told me you really haven't had to go to a dentist in a foreign country yet.
Yeah, I've lucked out in that sense, but hopefully it would, because like I said, you know, little things, they add up quick, so I try to prevent it as much as possible.
Right.
Hey, I want to give out Dr. Kvitko's question of the day, but first I need you to listen to this.
Sunny 95 will not be held liable for any contesting during Dentally Speaking with Dr. Kvitko. Participation in the contest allows Dr. Kvitko to record and broadcast your name and call. One winner per household, prizes are non-transferable, cannot be substituted, and are subject to taxes and fees. Sunny 95 cannot be responsible for the inability to enter the contest, whether due to equipment malfunction or telephone difficulties. All decisions of Dr. Kvitko concerning this contest or eligibility are final.
And Dr. Kvitko's question of the day today is, Olympic snowboarder Louis Vito just started wearing a mouthguard called the Agility Guard. Is that true or false? Olympic snowboarder Louis Vito, who's our guest on the show today, just started wearing a mouthguard called the Agility Guard. Is that true or false? The winner receives flowers from Vistember Florist, delivered to your place of business this Tuesday afternoon. Call 459-9769. That's 459-WSNY. Call now.
Hey, this is Olympic snowboarder Louis Vito, and make sure you stay tuned to Dentally Speaking with Dr. Kvitko.
Looking for that perfect gift? Something different that your friends will love? Moxie's in Clintonville has just what you're looking for. Moxie specializes in entertainment barware, dishware, and linens, both new and vintage. They carry Fiesta, Hearthstone, and Signature products. Moxie's also has the ideal host or hostess gifts. Wrap candies, including wax lips, bubblegum cigars, ring pops, and charm bracelets and necklaces. If you have no room to entertain, no problem. Moxie's has the room for you to host. The soiree room features black and white striped floors, Hollywood-style seating, and a private outdoor deck. It's great for your next book or card gathering, birthday, or bridal shower. So when you're looking for a place to host some friends or looking for that perfect gift, go to Moxie's in Clintonville. Moxie's, 3339 North High Street, open Tuesday through Saturday. For more information and hours, call 657-6854. 657-6854.
Experience, artistry, creativity. There are still professions where these words mean something. Studio B Hair Design still believe that practice does make perfect. Whether it's a precision cut, custom color, or something uniquely your own, Studio B can help you find just the right look, all in a comfortable, relaxing atmosphere right in the heart of Clintonville. Let Studio B Hair Design give you the best professional hair care at the best price. And should you need a quick gift idea, why not give a Studio B gift certificate for a birthday, anniversary, or subtle way of telling that special someone your hair needs help? So when looking for a fresh approach to your hair, do what lots of people do in Central Ohio. Trust experience. Trust the professionals at Studio B Hair Design. Studio B Hair Design, 21 Brighton Road, just off High Street in Clintonville. Call for your appointment now, 614-263-8661. 263-8661.
I say, hey, I'll be gone today, but I'll be back on the round the way. Seems like everywhere I go, the more I see, the less I know, but I know.
Welcome back to Dentally Speaking with Dr. Kvitko. Today we are interviewing or talking to Louis Vito, the Olympic snowboarder. And today's question of the day was, Olympic snowboarder Louis Vito just started wearing a mouth guard called the Agility Guard. Question, is that true or false? First caller was Bev. Bev on line one, what's your answer?
It's true.
True, you're the winner. Bev, where do you work?
Actually, Beth, B-E-T-H.
Oh, I'm sorry. I wrote it down wrong. I'm glad you told me.
Okay. I work at Kroger.
You work at Kroger. Okay. Because we want to send these to your place of business. So if you'll hang on, my producer will get that address from you. Okay, Beth?
Great. Thanks.
Thank you so much. Okay.
Now, your partner in Dancing with the Stars, Chelsea Hightower, she had a pretty nice smile. She's a little bit younger than you. She's what, 1 year younger?
Yes.
Do you guys stay in touch?
Yeah, and her family lives only probably about 20 minutes from me in Utah. So, you know, when she comes around Utah, if our schedules allow and we cross paths, we definitely link up. But, you know, she's busy doing her thing, and I'm always on the road. So sometimes it's more difficult than others. But if we have time and we're in the same area, we definitely still keep in touch.
I know your snowboarding buddies kind of gave you grief for doing that, but I thought you did a nice job, and it was probably very good for your career, wouldn't you say? Other than the ribbing you take.
Oh, no, it was definitely a good move. I mean, it opened up my fan base to a whole new audience and a whole new demo, you know, so it definitely helped. I mean, I have people whose moms know me now from Dancing with the Stars who might not have known me through snowboarding, because snowboarding might not be as popular with the older generation quite yet.
Right, right. Now let me think. One of your signature moves is what? Let me think. A front double cork 10, crippler, Michael Chuck, front double cork 10, cab double 10, and a front 10. Right. Put that combination.
Yeah, I
again.
Actually have a double crippler too, so I have three doubles right now.
Three doubles? Wow.
Yes.
Now, that, like, the further you go down the pipe, the harder it is to pull a double because your speed is down, right?
Yeah, and, I mean, it really depends, because some people have an easier time doing it at the end. It's a little bit harder in the beginning just because of the fact that if you fall, you know, doing it first, your first hit, then, you know, you're kind of done for the rest of the run, whereas if you do fall last hit, you still have all the other tricks you did at the top. So it really kind of depends on the person. I prefer to doing them at the top and just getting them done and starting the run. But I can really, I've had my tricks pretty good, so I can kind of do them wherever works better in my run, whatever's flowing more.
That's good. That's good. Now, when you train, do you train, you can't do all your training on the pipe. You have to, do you have like a gym set up, almost like back in gymnastics where you have a harness, or how do you first figure out these moves, or is it on the pipe?
Well, all my doubles I learned in the pipe, just, you know, kind of do the do or die situation. But now they're getting some airbags you can practice on, and like Sean had a foam pit to learn his in. But for me, it was kind of just, you know, do or die, and it worked out so well. Thank goodness on that. But now I'm starting to use an airbag a little more for some of the newer tricks that I'm working on.
And are these newer tricks secret? You don't want anybody to know until you've mastered it, or how do you do that? I know Sean.
Yeah, they're pretty hush-hush right now, but hopefully pretty soon they're going to start coming out.
Okay. Now, Sean has, Sean White, you guys pretty good friends, or because you're competitors, you're not? What's the answer?
No, there? We're pretty good friends. I mean, it definitely, at the end of the day, I'd love to beat him and love to win, but, you know, he's a friend of mine, and I have no ill will towards him at all.
Right. Right. No, I mean, he's actually been good for the sport, and it was really great to see you make the Olympics.
Yeah, I was stoked. The Olympics were a great experience, and hopefully I can repeat that in 2014.
Are you going to try out?
Yep, that's the goal. We our qualifiers are literally, we find out in the end of January after all our qualifiers, and, you know, the Olympics start in February, so we literally find out right before.
Okay. Now, the qualifiers, the Olympic qualifiers, so this is different from the X Games. They hold events, and anybody that wants to make the team comes out and competes?
Well, you have to have some certain points in the FIS rankings to be eligible for the Olympics, but if you make, you know, there's quite a big number of people that are allowed to do the Olympic qualifiers, but if for some reason you have, you just kind of all the stars align and you make it, you have to have a top 30 in the FIS world rankings to be eligible to go to the Olympics, but normally the U.S. is pretty good about getting, you know, the top 20 riders or more through to get that. And so if there is a fluke and someone just has two contests, the best of their life, and they make the team, they're good to go.
I see. Now, tell me, what does FIS stand for? I don't know.
Federation of International Skiing, maybe? I really don't even know.
Hey, that's pretty good. Even if you made it up, good job. That makes sense. Because,
hopefully it sounds good to me.
Yeah, probably is. And, of course, you know, snowboarding was an offshoot of skiing, and at first it was kind of like the bastard child, you know. Nobody wanted the snowboarders because they were considered to be in the way, right?
Yeah, it still isn't, you know, too much different. The FIS is still, I think, you know, a little bit more into this whole ski thing. But, you know, snowboarding, it was the number one viewed sport in the Winter Olympics, in the 2010 Winter Olympics, so it's definitely gaining some momentum.
That's cool. Now, I noticed that you guys, on your jackets, you all have endorsements. In fact, it's kind of a funny story. For Christmas this last year, I think Tony's girlfriend bought him a snowboarding jacket and pants and didn't know until we opened it up and he tried them on, and then they were your line.
So, fair enough. That's what I like to hear. She has good taste.
So he's got Vito snowboarding line. Tony loves to snowboard, so I think yeah, that's like Julie snowboards. I was going to say she skis, but no, she snowboards as well. Sure, nothing like what you're doing, but...
Right, but, you know, at least whenever anyone's out there, I give them props. You know, anybody that's into snowboarding, it's cool to see.
I've actually tried it. It's amazing how fast you feel like you're going when you're just barely moving when you're on a snowboard. Did you notice that when you first switched from skis to snowboard?
Yeah, I mean, it's just like, I think it has a lot to do with, you know, being in control and it being something so foreign to you that, you know, everything kind of seems faster. It's like driving. When you first start driving, you know, 25 miles an hour feels so fast, and then by the time you've had your license for a little bit, 25 miles an hour feels like you're barely moving.
Yeah, that's a good point, and probably also when somebody speaks a different language, we think they're talking really fast, and they're not. We just don't understand what they're saying.
Exactly.
Now, New Zealand, pretty heavy accent there. Is it hard to understand the folks?
You know, some people who have, you know, thicker accents than others, it might be a little difficult, but for the most part, I feel like I do all right. You know, it just, you know, like any place, they have different slang words that you might not understand right away. But I've been coming down here since I was about 14 years old, so, you know, you kind of pick up on things along the way.
Oh, that's pretty cool. Now, you know how we talk in the U.S. about how people from England have bad teeth, you know?
Yes.
Do you find that in New Zealand, or are they pretty much like us here in the U.S.?
Oh, I think it's like anywhere. You know, you go to certain places, and it might be more popular than others having, you know, orthodontist work. But for the most part, I think everyone's kind of catching on and into it. But I'm going to start looking now. I'm gonna pay a little more attention.
See, I'm a dentist, so I look at that kind of thing.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, let's face it, if you had a girl, let's say if Chelsea had every other tooth missing or every other tooth was black, she wouldn't have been so cute, would she?
No, I think, you know, great teeth is something that, you know, definitely stands out. If someone has a very vibrant, you know, white smile, I think it really, really stands out and does a lot for anybody.
Well, I think you're right. I think we as a society, we kind of forgive some other some other issues, you know, maybe somebody's a little bit heavy or whatever, but if they have this pretty face, pretty smile, you just kind of overlook some of that. But if they have a perfect body and Billy Bob teeth, you're not really interested, are you?
No, I mean, good teeth is definitely a huge plus.
Yeah. Yeah, so I've noticed there's a little delay between when I stop talking and you start, and that must be because we're so many hours away. How long is that flight from, well, you went from Utah to New Zealand. How long was that flight?
Well, I was actually in L.A. for X Games, so I flew out of L.A., and it's probably, you know, it depends on where you're connecting through, but anywhere from, say, 15 to 17 hours, probably.
Wow. What do you do? Just try to sleep or play cards? What do you do?
Well, luckily, you know, you leave in the evening. So I was able to fall asleep for, you know, majority of the flight, and then they constantly have movies playing and whatnot. So that's a good way to occupy your time, I think.
Okay. Well, I've never been on a plane that long, And I hope to one of these days. I'd love to go down under, down under.
Oh, yeah, down under, down under.
I notice you don't do the Summer X Games. You don't do the skateboarding. I think I saw Sean on TV the other day doing the skateboarding. You just do the snowboarding, huh?
Yeah, just snowboarding. And you have to give him a lot of props. What he does is pretty difficult to do two sports, and especially skating, such a hard sport. But I enjoy skateboarding. I'm just not on X Games level.
Right, right. You just do it for fun.
Yep, right now, it's a good crossover.
Right, yeah, and it's exercise. I mean, what he's doing, and if you're doing it just for exercise, of course, it's probably fun because it's not, doesn't snowboarding become work after a while or never?
No, for the most part, I'm pretty grateful about, waking up and going snowboarding every day, but it's maybe the days where the weather's not the greatest and you have the contest and you have to do that. Those are the more challenging days, but for the most part, I'm still pretty into it. Summertime, I try to break it up with a little snowboarding and a lot of chilling just to kind of rekindle the fire. But I'm definitely looking forward to snowboarding every time winter's coming around.
So it's summer in Ohio. Is it winter in New Zealand?
Yes, it's winter down here right now.
Okay, that's cool. So the Southern Hemisphere has the opposite calendar then as far as the seasons, right?
Exactly.
And does the water really go the opposite direction when the toilet flushes?
I always forget to check. I should just go check. I need to check that too. I remember when I was little, I actually did look.
Oh, okay.
I can't remember the outcome, but I'm pretty sure it does, to tell you the truth.
Okay. Didn't know if that was an old wives' tale or urban legend or what. But
they drive on the opposite side of the road here, which makes it a little scary at first when you get in the car and, you have a car coming at you from the other way. You're like, whoa! But then you realize you're on the left side of the road, so everything's all right.
What's up next for you? Like, when will we see you again? Will it be in the next game? Will it be Olympic trial? What are you preparing for right now?
Well, I have a Grand Prix and a Dew Tour in the beginning of December, and that both will be on NBC. And then X Games at the end of January. And then, a lot of coverage on NBC and ESPN throughout the winter.
Okay. Well, we'll watch for you. And again, I really appreciate you calling in. Very nice of you to do that. Tony says hi, by the way.
Tell him I said hello.
Okay, I will. And thank you so much. And, I really appreciate it. So, hey, you have a great day. And hopefully, maybe you can call in again sometime and we'll do this again.
Yeah, thank you for having me. And it was good to talk to you. It's been a while.
It really has. And I don't look any different, I don't think, although you might think so. I probably look older. You look the same, though.
I don't know. I'm sure you aged quite well.
And say hi to your mom and dad. That was nice of your mom to help me connect. All right,
Larry. Oh, yes, I will.
And, hey, you take care.
You too. Thank you very much.
You're welcome.
Brighten your life with a smile that shows the professional touch of Dr. Kavitko.
Are your teeth crooked, and while you would like them straight, there's no way you would wear braces for 2 years? What if I told you we could straighten your teeth in 6 months, between now and your next cleaning? Would you be interested? Call us, 262-9588.
Dr. Kavitko and Associates.
Her lips, I could kiss them all day if she'd let me. Her laugh, she hates, but I think it's so sexy. She's so beautiful, and I tell her every
Welcome back. I want to thank Louis Vito's mom, Judy, and his dad, Lou, for helping arrange that interview with the two of us. That was really nice of them to help out. And hopefully Lou and Judy and my wife, Carrie, and I can get together here sometime just to kind of reminisce and catch up on old times. I want to say happy anniversary again to my wife, Carrie, my beautiful wife, Carrie. I don't say that just to get brownie points. I really do think she's beautiful. And it's 35 years. And I'm looking forward to the next 35 years. Also, folks, remember that the Troop 474, Boy Scout Troop 474, they're having a garage sale August 20th from 9 to 3 at Overbrook Presbyterian Church in Clintonville. Those boys helped me so much with my charity event. I just want to make sure that everybody gets out and comes to their garage sale. And then the last thing I want to mention is be sure to tune in next week. The title of next week's show is Teeth Across America series plus news of a dental office manager arrested for embezzling from a dentist and the sound of peace of mind. Thank you so much for joining me. Please tune in next week, and we'll be right back here 8:30 Sunday morning, every Sunday morning at 8:30. Bye-bye.
If you're interested in learning more about this and other dental health topics, go to dentallyspeaking.com to access full half-hour episodes of Dr. Kvitko's show.
If you would like to book Dr. Kvitko to speak at your next event, please call 614-262-9588. That's 614-262-9588. Or send an email to drkvitko@dentallyspeaking.com. That's drkvitko@dentallyspeaking.com.